Which way is this computer going to tell me to go home? Seems to think it'll only take me 57 minutes to get home, which I don't think I fucking buy for a second. And then it conked out, and now it's not telling me where to go next. Oh, it's because it's dropping off the fucking Wi-Fi. No, that's your... Okay, it's telling me to take a left here. Okay, well, sure, let's fucking figure out what adventure we're going to be going. Oh, you're turning too, so I can just go. What? Take the Embarcadero. Can I even do that? Oh, jeez. We're gonna give that a go. This guy's got his right blinker on. I've got my left. Okay, let's just crash into each other. It'll be cool. What do you got? Oh, I see. You're trying to... Oh, no, you don't want to make that turn that you think you're trying to make. Get on the Bay Bridge going the wrong way. That'd be a fun one. I think the Super Bowl shit is supposed to open tomorrow. Super Bowl City. All right, that line goes... Okay, I need to be this, I guess. What? Yeah, okay, well, that line's clearly... They should repaint the lines on these streets. Because when it rains, you can't fucking see them. Follow these cars and hope for the best. They know where they're going, right? 1,200 feet to the Embarcadero. That can't be right. Oh, I guess it's a couple blocks. But I thought they were closing the Embarcadero. What are they... This is sending me into hell. That last achievement in The Witness. I'm starting to hear about that thing more and more. It sounds like people have figured it out. I know, like, the basics of where you need to go, and I have read a sentence or two that I wish I didn't about the nature of that thing that makes it sound interesting. I still need to finish the game. So. I'm gonna try and do that this weekend if I can. Alright, well, they're gonna let me turn left onto the Embarcadero. I don't know how long they'll let me drive on it, but maybe I'll get to see Super Bowl City up close. Oh, if only. Where's the road? Always the sort of thing you want to hear yourself asking. Okay, and then drive a mile up to Bay Street. Okay, so it looks like this street is still open here. Like, it's bringing me awfully close to some closed streets. Oh, I guess the other direction is closed. Fucking whatever. This is really good. They're doing a great job of, like, finding a fucking new way for me to fucking hate football. This is it, huh? This is it. Okay, yeah. Look at all this colored lighting. And that sign says Super Bowl City on it. They put up this fucking fake building and put the Verizon logo on it. You can tell it's for fucking real. Download the Road to 50 app. Fuck you. Well, they got a little, like, Levi's thing there, because it's at Levi's Stadium, which is in Santa fucking Clara. Not even in this fucking town. I would love to see... Let's get about the issues. Get on about the issues that matter. And pass a law that says that sports teams need to fucking be named after the place where they fucking play. Not a conveniently more marketable fucking city name that's near them. Truth in advertising. All right, well, now I'm driving away from Super Bowl City. Never to return. If they can't get the Redskins to change. Yeah, that's a good point. How the fuck are the Redskins still called the Redskins? How's that, like... You would think that people would have been like, hey, you know, yeah, you're right. It is super fucked up. You're right. Like, ah, no, it's about tradition. Like, no, I mean, like, yeah, you're right. A tradition in grand, large-scale racism. New team names are fucking cool. They should fucking change all the fucking team names. To sound more fucking... cyber-fucking-punk. Just fucking take team names from Cyberball. Use those. Just change, just use all the fucking team names and cities from Blitz the League. Oh, I'm just gonna go. Oh, this light is all the way red. Yeah. I mean, it was yellow at one point. Or XFL teams. Go license the XFL team names from Vince McMahon. The Jets are now the New York, New Jersey Hitmen. Except they're just the New Jersey Hitmen. By law. Or just take the fucking locations out of it. Just go with fucking brand. Fucking sell the fucking naming rights to your fucking team. Japan, you know, more or less does that with its baseball stuff. The Pizza Hut Jazz. We play in Utah. We love Pizza Hut. The Verizon Backpack Rappers are tearing up the NL East.
With their pitching, mostly.
No? No Backpack Rappers? No. Going up this hill. But yeah, exactly. All the stadiums are branded now, and that changes. Do American football teams have ads on the uniforms? They don't. I mean, they have the logos of the companies that made the gear, I guess, right? But no, it's not like soccer. Which I always look at that, you know, that's always, what was it? I think they should do that, because I think that would look futuristic. In a dystopian fucking not dystopian, but, you know, in a fucking dark corporate future sort of way, like, you might as well. The PlayStation 4 Red Wings, you know? I don't think I've gotten onto the Golden Gate Bridge this way since they redid all the roads out of town. Maybe this will be fun. This has actually not been a bad way to get out of here. The computer was right, the algorithm. just... And around this way, I guess, and... Ooh. One north, right lane. I can do that. I better do that. Oh, jeez. Oh, wow. Look at all this stuff. Weird. A little hairy here on the Golden Gate Bridge. Just kind of windy enough to get moved around the road while it's raining. These lanes are a little narrow. Thank you. I had one of those moments where I lost track of where I was. Like, I was sticking to the road, but I was like, wait, how far? Wait, where am I? Am I on the other side of this tunnel yet? Am I going down the mountain? No, I'm not going down the mountain. I would notice. Fuck. Okay. Road is evening out. Fewer cars. All that shit. Less wind. Let's try some music. Even though we ain't sing you a lullaby, I got no loving heart on the other side. Bye bye bye. Nope. Not out of fit with love. Love for the game. Rock family first, we never change, man. I'm still fucking with crime, cause crime pays us. Outcuss, they say close for days. I never change, I'm too stuck in my ways. Who you know, like, ho? I'm still fucking with crime, cause crime pays us. Saying nobody run, everybody stop.
Thanks for time we got to love in an elevator, everything was over. So I owe those guys a lot.
Classic Rewind.
Jam band on the jam band station appears to just be named Moe. Gotta turn that off.
Too soft. Not too hard. Wait, is that even possible?
Hard and heavy classic rock.
This is Ozzy's Boneyard.
Reflecting on my past life and
I'm in this van's blind spot. It's a bad place to be. Must pass it. It's the extra one that we need to speak. And it goes like this. Your love press on my phone. If it's pressure you want, just text me how you own. Then come on over. NDE twice, I too sweet, so do the fight. I like the fight, but then it gives the point. I want to finish The Witness this weekend. That's, I got a lot of stuff I got to do, but it would be nice to get The Witness done. Very busy weekend. But if I carve out a little time to finish that thing, that would be great. I feel like I'm pretty close. Finished all the areas, and I'm in the final part, so it's really just a matter of time at this point. Just be that one thing left. I mean, in terms of like trophies or whatever, there'll be one thing left. Boy, the puzzles that I encountered as I got into the end game stuff are just annoying. Fuck. Like, it's clever, but also kind of not. It's just like, well, we'll see how it goes. The larger thing is, I want to know if the game is ever going to explain what's going on in an explicit way. I'm guessing it doesn't. You had trouble with jungle, huh? I've probably completed jungle in half an hour or something. I didn't even realize it existed, and then found it, and then finished it. Difficult for me. But neither was Quarry. Quarry, I guess, has like the lowest or one of the lower trophy percentage, like completion rate on PS4, which was surprising to me. The marsh, I think, was the hardest part for me. But yeah, what a game. Wow. Just cool as hell. I actually did Desert pretty late, also, because I went and looked at that stuff and was just like, wait, what? What? And then just left and went and did a ton of other stuff, and I was like, okay, what are the areas I've been to? And then went back to Desert and spent some time poking around and went like, oh, okay. And I got about halfway through there and then got stuck again at something, and I was just like, all right, I know what I need to do. I just need to spend the time, put in the time to do the thing that you need to do with all of these puzzles, and so I left for a while again, and then I was like, all right, I'm gonna get back there and actually fucking do that thing, and then got back there, and after some time away, just immediately got it and pretty quickly got through the rest of it. I want to mess around with the PC version of the Division and see how that runs. If it's any good there. I played a bit of the PS4 version of The Division today. We did the video with the Xbox One version. And I went to the Dark Zone, which is like the PvP area or whatever. And they're just... I went in there alone. Shot a bunch of guys. And there weren't a lot of other players around. So I was actually, like, really... It was not difficult to get loot and extract it. Like, when... I got killed by humans a couple of times, but not while I was carrying anything. Just someone just decided to go fucking nuts. I had a tense moment at an extraction point where I was waiting for a helicopter and another couple of guys ran up with stuff. And so there was that moment of like, okay, I'm going to look at these guys. They're going to look at me. We'll see how this goes. I'm going to walk around this corner, so if they do decide to shoot me, they don't have a shot at me, and also I will just position myself in such a way that I can see them coming. But in the end, we all just got our stuff and left. It was just, there was nothing. Yeah, the going rogue stuff might actually be a little too sensitive, or a little like I think when we were recording the video, I feel like I did it by accident. You know, like I was shooting at a player that had turned, and then a guy who hadn't turned got in the way, and then I shot him, and then that was it. We were, you know, the team had gone rogue. It was like, well, shit. It's a fucking bad outcome, you know? Because then the players that were helping us shoot these rogues were like, oh, fuck you too, and then gunned us all, you know, I was like, oh, well, great. Yeah, I don't know. The Dark Zone stuff seems interesting. But I'm not sure. Like, it'd be nice to know, like, what role it played overall. You know, like how crucial is that stuff? And, you know, is it an alternate progression, or is it part of a core progression? Is it like, well, the best stuff is only going to be here? Also, it's not necessarily clear how the leveling system works. Like with the, you know, you have your Dark Zone level that goes up and down as you live and die. But like, do they level the playing field for players when you enter, or do higher level players naturally have an advantage there against lower level players? Like, could high level rogues just kind of hang out and be like, well, fuck all y'all? Oh, that's right. I guess they level the dark zones, don't they? It's like there's a whole, like, you're level 1 to 7, you're here. So maybe that's, I guess that's probably how they prevent that shit from getting too out of hand. It seemed like traffic was really awful when I was leaving, but this actually has not been bad at all. I'll take it. Step on an eagle, that's crazy. Not enough people rapping about their zodiac sign these days. Gotta bring that back. thought that person on a bike was going to ride into the middle of the street where I would have hit them if they didn't want to give me that.
Good. Little over an hour. That's not bad. That's not fucking bad at all. That's actually pretty good for a drive. All right, everybody. Yes, 3D Realms did put out a new game. I should try that. Maybe we'll do something about that next week. I hear it's bad. We'll see. See you later.